You're listening to Designers Are the Worst. I'm your host, Fred Rodriguez, and this is episode number one. Let's get to it with today's topic, the worst designer in the world. This podcast is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Emanuele Abraid is an Italian graphic designer who recently took on an interesting challenge. He decided to completely overhaul 9 of the worst logos in the world. You may have seen this logo on various meme sites since the early days of the internet, but the designer has finally brought it into the 21st century. In an interview with Bored Panda, Emanuele said that he had the idea to redesign the logo for a long time, and over the years came across articles about the unclear messages it sends. The graphic designer said he was a big fan of Shermayev's Gezmer Haviv project and agreed with his philosophy, even though it stood the test of time. With this logo, the designer decided that nothing could be saved and decided to start all over again. Emanuele wrote that the logo of the dental office was rather unclear, so he had to decide to find a new, simpler and less descriptive solution. If you want to learn more about logos and brand design, Emanuele teaches a course called Logo Hero at the University of California, Berkeley. In fact, nothing better represents this fact than the logo above, and it is one of the best examples of logo design in the world. Swedish company, but they obviously did not know what it would look like if it was translated into English. Of course, a logo should not look like this, and it is a common tactic in logo design to use a symbol or logo created for a particular purpose, such as the logo of a sports team or the logo of a company. This often works well and often does not, especially with logos like this, which are often well made. This is an example of a logo famous for ambiguous images, and most designers probably have a good idea of how it could be modified. On the Abraid Behance page, there are 6 more examples to discover, including well-known designs and mock-ups that show the logo in situ on products and business cards. Finding your own perspective on a redesign project arouses more interest than the coronavirus logo. Redesigning a logo is a great creative task, but it is also a fascinating task, solving tasks. It's a fun way to flex your creative muscles, and it's an opportunity to see how you compete with other pros. The World's Worst, also known as The Worst Designer in the World and World's Worst Designer, is a great example of developing ideas and approaching a problem from different angles. It can be a great team, an exercise usually carried out as part of a wider UX workshop. It can also be useful for discussing and identifying important UX design principles and exploring what enables the best UX designers to provide their user experiences that are familiar with the worst user experience. Note the whiteboard flipchart in this post to capture all the details of the world's worst experiences. Assemble a team with a moderator to help you find the best ways to implement UX design principles and give you a great experience. An important factor in a great experience is that the user can choose where to sit on the plane, as the worst flight booking experience in the world involves randomly assigning seats or no seats at all. The team should turn around the idea of the worst experience in the world to capture the ideas behind it and identify the UX design principles that are crucial to providing the greatest experience. You should then spend 10 to 15 minutes recording what would make it crazier or better. Give yourself 10 minutes to present your portfolio, get feedback, and impress your chosen mentor with your speculative or real projects. With more than 230,000 students applying for art and design courses each year, it is more important than ever to work with the right mentors to achieve the best possible results. Design Week accompanied the event and sought mentors to gain insight into how design graduates can highlight their design portfolios and what to avoid. We organized the Graphic Design Portfolio Masterclass in London, which was aimed at those interested in graphic design, design training and career development. Last week, Pentagram Studio, tucked away in a self-proclaimed alleyway in West London, was full of designers from various disciplines offering advice to graduates and aspiring creative minds. Dots, which takes place every month, and talked about what students and graduates need to do to stand out. The table was occupied by three designers, who selected those who had registered for the Portfolio Masterclass from a list and walked through the room. Speed. Dating, speed dating and speed dating in the world of graphic design, the best tips and tricks. Ambiguity in cursive writing has long been Well's nemesis. Designers are meant, but few have suffered as much from his evil trap as Bell Sheikh, the designer responsible for inadvertently transforming a piece of neo-Nazi propaganda. Luckily for us, she apologized profusely for the failure of her design and corrected three typographical errors before throwing the design out. A typo would signal a red flag to an experienced designer, so it is surprising that no one noticed the error before publication. This has been Designers Are the Worst, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.